Is Michael Garfield.
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the high tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The high tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The high tech Texan.
The high tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your high tech Texan.
The high tech Texan.
3 decades helping you make magic with your gadgets.
The high tech Texan.
Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
What is up? What is up? And welcome to another week in Elon as we join in the high-tech Texan show. How are you? It is Michael. No, I may actually have to switch my name to Elon as the other dude from South Africa originally is trying to become the high-tech Texan. Will Twitter move to Texas? And that actually is how we're going to start right now, because a lot of people have been asking my takes for the past week since Elon forked over $44 billion. That's a B, people, $44 billion. And I think the big question that a lot of people have, and maybe some of my listeners who may be my age or maybe a little bit older, I think the big question is, what in the hell is Twitter? Okay, and that's actually where we can start. It is a social media platform. For over many years, it really hasn't been lighting up the financial charts. It's got 115 million fewer daily users than Snapchat, which, by the way, is another social media platform. And it's posted a profit in just 14 of its 33 earnings. It's posted a profit as a public company. If you think about it, last year, it had $5.1 billion. It was less than Lululemon, which, by the way, I'd love to have a sponsor of this show. The man is the richest man in the world. Will he be the richest man in the world after he just forks over $44 billion? I don't know. And the question is why? I can't tell you, because even though I may be in the same tax bracket that my buddy Elon, I really don't have that cash on hand. But I think there comes a point in every billionaire's life when they set out to own a mass communications platform. Go back to Jeff Bezos, Amazon founder. It was about 8 years ago, was it? No, maybe 9 years ago, 2013. He bought the Washington Post, I want you to remember that. But for Elon Musk, yes, our dear friend in Texas, his moment came earlier this week. After initially balking at his offer when he submitted it to Twitter about 2 weeks ago, Twitter's board of directors, they agreed to accept his bid to take the company private for $44 billion in cash. When this deal closes, and I'm assuming it will, Twitter will become a private entity solely owned by Elon Musk. Now, what's it going to look like? What's it going to be like running under Musk's ownership? I don't know. And no one knows, and that's why people say, Garf, what do you think? I mean, I am a Twitter user. I have several Twitter accounts. And by the way, thank you for following me right now for my thoughts at High Tech Texan. I don't know much about Elon Musk, but let me tell you this. So far this week, he's brought a spaceship back from the ISS safely. He landed it in the Atlantic. He sent a new rocket up with a fresh round of astronauts with plans to get back on the moon. Oh, by the way, Andy bought Twitter. Yes, the dude can do things in less than a week. Here comes the takes. What do you do? Well, listen, to me, there's no one on the internet in tech. The media loves to predict or bet against more than Elon. No one bets against this dude. And what's odd is that he laid out his interest in Twitter very explicitly. He tweets so damn much. He makes headlines, not only in special press, but on TV networks, in major newspapers. He's got kind of casual missives, running everything, kind of fun banter, whatever. It angers the Securities Exchange Commission, yes. I'm interested to see how it compares going back to Jeff Bezos. He bought the Washington Post, as I told you, 9 years ago, which now seems like a sensible, innocuous media purchase in comparison to this thing. But Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder, he's been pretty hands-off as he said he would be. Do you think Elon is going to be hands-off? Now, finally, Michael, what are you going to do? You're going to get off Twitter? You're going to on Twitter? Maybe I'm wrong, but or maybe I'm too, and I'm not going to say gullible, but maybe it's laissez-faire. Is that the word? To me right now, and again, I'm the most apolitical person ever. And yes, I'm on a very nice conservative talk radio station here in and around Southeast Texas, KPRC, conservative vibe, and I am a conservative guy. I don't read between the lines. Is this a Republican? Is it a Democrat? I don't know. Are people happy or people bad? Are they mad? Are you going to get back on Twitter if you've never used before? Or if you're a longtime user, are you going to get off Twitter? Trump, your ex-president, was banned from Twitter after the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Trump, he says, nope, I don't care who has it. I'm not going back on Twitter. I'm going to stay with my own social media company called Truth, which I don't think he's even posted on since day one. Now, not keeping politics out of there. Does it matter to me who owns a media company? Well, honestly, really not. Listen, let's look at here locally in Houston. The ABC network, Channel 13, KTRK, long been owned by Disney. Do I really look the ownership? CBS is owned by here, Channel 11, it's owned by a company called Tegna, which actually used to be AHBLO, which is based in Dallas. And who even owns Channel 2? Is it the Graham Media Group? I know nothing about the owner of that TV station. The Houston Chronicle, is that Hearst? I'm not even sure. I don't really dig into it too much. And maybe why? Because I do work for a company, the largest, world's largest radio company, iHeartMedia. I've been an employee of iHeartMedia for well over 20 years. iHeart has, and this is hand to God, has never told me ever what to say, what not to say. They've never told me create this agenda or do not create this agenda. I am a personality. There are columnists. There are whatever. So I come from a media company, a traditional media company, where I have not been told, do this, do that. You can't do it. The only thing that I have to follow the rules are is we are governed by the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. There are several words that I cannot say right now on live radio because I kind of like what I do and I like my job and I like the benefits that I get. That's the only rules that I have. And so is Elon Musk going to change the rules? Is he going to make it? I don't know. But is it good for Twitter? Is it bad for Twitter and democracy? Is it not going to matter all that much? I'll tell you what, I would love to take your calls to see if you even care about this subject. 713-212-5950. Also, we got some fun stuff. We are about 8 days away from Mother's Day. Oops, snuck up on you. I'm going to give you a list of some of the technology gifts that you can get mama or grandmama. Also, Bitcoin. I don't talk much about it, but it's really becoming a real thing because there are opportunities to have Bitcoin in your 401k retirement plan. Oh, and by the way, got an email earlier this week. Michael, what's a cheap security camera that I can go out and buy? I got one so cheap, you don't even need to go buy one. Are you kidding me? All this packed into a two-hour show? What else can I do for you on the long-running high-tech Texan show? Back at it with the High Tech Texan Show. Miguel is my name. I am bilingual, or Michael. I'm trilingual, whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me late for dinner. Phone lines. Hold on, Callum. You gonna open the phone lines in case people want to call because this is a live talk show. If you are listening terrestrially in Southeast Texas, KPRC. Phone number here, 713-212-5950. Has not changed in the two decades I have been doing this. By the way, if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, plausibly live, relatively live, I'm guessing you have a all-you-can-eat phone service, cell phone service, where there's no long-distance calling, 713-212-5950. If you are not listening live right now, which is Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time, you're probably listening on a podcast, which you should be on a regular basis from iHeartRadio, from Spotify, from Google, from Apple, the podcast, wherever great podcasts are heard. So thank you, but don't call if you're listening not on Saturday. This portion of the show, who are we brought to you by? Actually, this is good. Jobs, FlexTech Resources. Tell you what I'm going to do. I keep promising this every week. Next hour, I'm going to get Stephen Morrell. He is the president of FlexTech Resource. It's a resource company based in Houston, but they work all over this country. And what they do is they help with your HR department. They can actually act as your HR department, no matter how big or small. Depending when you hire, it's tough to find good people who want to work, who are qualified right now, One of the things FlexTech does, they can really scrub through a lot of the data, a lot of the resumes, and find the right person or people for you. They can hire an entire army for you within a matter of days, whether it's seasonal, whether it's year-round. Folks, let them help you. All right, help me help you. But you have to do this. FlexTech, spelled a little different. F-L-E-X-T-E-K. Okay, FlexTechLLC.com. Call them. Talk to them. Hey, I heard it on the Garfield Show. Tell you what, we'll get Steven on here. I think it's time for a second quarter 2022 job outlook. What are the hot jobs? Are people coming back to work? For those people who do have a job and who are working right now, good for you. Last time I talked to them, there were a ton of job openings. We're just going to find some of the right industries. So give me about an hour, 10 minutes that we are going to line him up. 8 days away from Mother's Day. What you getting, Mama? I already heard from mine, who's probably listening right now in Dallas. She already told me she has everything. She doesn't need anything, the typical stuff that mothers do. So what do you get a mom who's got everything? Well, apparently nothing, because I don't want to make her mad. What do you want? Sadly, because she lives in a different city. She's up in Dallas, and I'm here in the Houston area. I just can't say, hey, let's just go to a brunch. There are tons of places to brunch. I know I always recommend my boys over at the Capitol Grill. Steve Jost, the managing partner in the Galleria area, always. Oh, man, they do such a great job for the Easter brunches, the Mother's Day brunches. Father's Day is not a brunchy type of thing. Father's Day is like the dads just want to go golfing and, like, get the hell out of the house, right? Because they're a father. Now, Mother's Day, the kids want to do something for mom. Capitol Grill, always a good place. Here's another idea. How about taking mom up to Margaritaville Lake Resort? It's a nice Sunday drive, just about an hour or less north of Houston on Lake Conroe. You've heard me, I think two times I've done my radio show from there over the past month and a half. I give away free gift certificates for overnight stays. I love this place. I do know they're having a Mother's Day brunch. In fact, let me pull it up right now. Made-to-order omelets, carving tables, charcuterie. I love that name, charcuterie. Desserts, Bloody Mary Mimosa Bar, something for everyone. It is, it's in the Del Lago Ballroom. It actually used to be Del Lago Resort, if you remember this, folks. But now it's the Margaritaville Lake Resort. You can. What's the website? I would really highly recommend making reservations. MargaritavilleResorts.com. MargaritavilleResorts.com. And you can pare down to the Lake Conroe location. It's got your pricing on there for the adults, the children. Oh, kids 4 and under are free. You think I can pass for kids 4 and under for free? They got complimentary valet parking. If you want to stay there, they got a Mother's Day spa package also. Mom can choose a 150-minute treatment or maybe 125-minute. They got a 50-minute and 25-minute treatments. Great relaxation up there. Oh, she's also going to get a mimosa and fresh flowers. Man, this is not right. I'm not a mom. I'm a dad. How can I hop on this bandwagon? So anyway, just give me some ideas of some Mother's Day things to do. Kind of put together a list of Mother's Day gifts. And so if the one Susan Garfield happens to be listening, and she uses her brand new cell phone, which I recommended for her, which was the Samsung Galaxy, the 21FE. She loves it. She can text me which one she wants. A lot of moms want smartwatches. There's moms who need a smartwatch, and there's moms who already have smartwatches. And so if you need a smartwatch, you got to start new. Maybe you want the Apple Watch Series 7. Maybe you want the Samsung Galaxy 4. I think the Watch 4 just came out. Those are out there. The Apple Watch Series 7 is going to go for about $300+ on Amazon. Samsung Galaxy a little. And then, listen, we've got Fitbit. We've got some that you can buy online for $29 or $39. It all depends on how high-tech mom wants to do. Does mom just want her counter steps? Sure, go get a fitness. You know what? Mom can count her steps by carrying a smartphone on her person. But there's watches you can get certainly for under $50 to count your steps. Now, you want to get cocky, you want the one with Apple so mom can sync her iPhone. Sure, you're going to be paying well over $300 for the latest one. You can also get the Fitbit-y type of thing. This does more. This does count your steps. Now, potentially can count your heartbeat depending on what version you're getting. It could relay some of your messages when you get a text. I think the upper level, you're going to pay $350 or so. Okay, you're going to pay down, you're going to get a $50 or so watch. I'm not going to recommend any of these cheapo watches on Amazon. And I say cheapo in price only because they probably are built with the same parts in the same places in the Apples and the Google and the Fitbits and the Samsungs also. So if mom already has a watch, maybe let me give you a suggestion of pimping or tricking out mom's watch. They have new straps. Get mom a new strap. Coach. You ever heard of Coach? I know who loves Coach. Coach straps, they're designed to look like luxury watch straps, but are really fitted to work with your Apple Watch. There's a Coach watch strap. I think they sell for about $95. If that's something for you, there you go. It's cheaper than buying a watch, but it makes it look like it's a new watch. This comes up every year. Do you get on Mother's Day and I guess on birthdays for women, do you get – and this is a really tough topic in my household – do you get them things for the kitchen or for household cleaning? Survey says no in my house. And so I'm very tepid when I say for the busy mom, maybe you want to get mom one of them iRobots, a Roomba or something that automatically does the vacuum cleaner. Would not sit well in my house here when it comes to birthdays or Mother's Days. But if you want something like that, listen, the top of the line ones, the Roomba brand, they're the newest ones. I mean, it's got Wi-Fi and everything. That's $800. You can get also other ones that actually mop too. You can get these things for $200. Just giving you guys some ideas. Wireless earbuds, because mom doesn't want to hear all the kids yapping and yelling. Man, there are a ton of wireless earbuds. I mean, you can go get the Apple ones. You can go get some Samsung ones. You can go online, go to Amazon, get some that are $20 or $30. Some of these are true wireless, meaning they don't need the big headphones. They don't need to look weird. They are little tiny earbuds that look like James Bond or Tom Cruise movie that fits in your ear. Just make sure you don't lose those things because they pop out of my ears quite frequently. So I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, how about this? Mom may not have a tablet. Mom may like reading books. Don't forget there's other tablet readers. You don't need to go out and get an expensive tablet. You can go out and get something like an Amazon Kindle. Yes, the Amazon Kindles are still around. I think the latest one is called the Kindle Paperwhite Signature Edition. About $140, where you can just download all the books you can on the Apple Store. I like these things because they're not nearly as expensive as a full tablet. They've kind of got the e-ink, the electric ink, so it's kind of a black and white display. So when mom is sitting out at the nice hot pool or in the sun, it's no reflection. You can easily see it. Maybe something you got over there. Other than that, yeah, you can go get her a new phone. You can go get her some smart lighting. You can go get her one of these Amazon. You can go get her an Echo Dot. Or maybe you can get her some flowers or maybe make a homemade card. Just don't forget, it is Sunday. It is May 8th. Happy early Mother's Day, including right now, big shout out to Susan Garfield up in Dallas. All right, when we come back, talk about security cameras right now. Security cameras, almost a must-have so you can see what's going on at your home or office. I'm going to tell you a trick where you don't have to even go out and buy a brand new security camera. All you need is one of your old phones. Coming up, it is the HTT, High Tech Texan Show. Weather is nice, people. It is the end of April, and it is starting to get hot, at least here in the Texas area. It is outdoor cooking. It is camping. It is glamping time. Don't forget to pack your Fire Disc. That's right. Love me some Fire Disc. About another week or two, I'm getting ready to do one of their live Fire Disc universities because that's what I do. I take over their Instagram site, which you should follow, by the way, at Fire Disc Cookers. It's a Houston-based company, two brothers, Griff, Jaggard, Huntered, Jaggard. They've got a beautiful store in Katy, which, by the way, it's moving a little further down in La Sentara. Anxious to see that. I've been out there many, many times because that's where I pick up some of my accessories. They've now got a steaming lid. They've got a steaming grate. It is not a grill, people. It is portable, and it is a propane cooker that heats up to 600 degrees. When I was on the Fire Disc University, one of my favorite things to make. Don't forget, unlike a grill, you can heat things up. You can boil, and you can actually, you can't really broil because you need something different like that, but you can fry. It becomes the fry daddy grandmaster. Put some oil in there, heats up to, I wouldn't heat it up to 600 degrees. I'd give it a good 300, 350 degrees with corn oil so it doesn't start smoking. I made churros in about 10 minutes. If you want to go to the Fire Disc Instagram site, you can see Big Daddy Garf, Professor Garf. Do some anyway, many, many things. How about 20% off right now? If you finally want to get one, would you suck it up and go to firediscookers.com, Once you check out, here's the promo code. You put my last name, Garfield, G-A-R-F-I-E-L-D. Guess what? 20% off, and they're going to be free shipping. They're going to ship this thing free to your door. You're welcome. You're going to love it. And then we can all, then you can finally hop on the game with me. You can start sharing recipes. If for some reason the Fire Disc is outside in your backyard, you may want to keep an eye on it because these things are, they're portable. I actually have a lock that actually locks mine down, which you probably should too. Point is, you can keep an eye on things in and around your home with a security camera. There's a few things that I recommend for making your home smart. I think one of the easiest ones that's been around a long time is a smart thermostat. Smart thermostats are relatively easy to install. You pop out the old one, you put the new one in. There are, Amazon has a smart thermostat. There's Nest, there is Ecobee, they go on, there's Honeywell. You can get these things. I would spend at least $100 on each one, if not even more. It's just you want to make sure these things are great. You download an app and you're set to go. That's one. The other thing is, why not get a security camera? You know, I remember putting in my first security cameras in a home 22 years ago. I had to have a company come out, knock holes in my sheetrock, pull cabling, pull, you know, Cat 5 cabling, install these cameras, go to a server in a router. It was just a pain in the, you know what. Nowadays, security cameras, yes, they're relatively inexpensive. They're totally wireless. You just need to put the battery. Maybe sometimes you do need to plug into the electricity and you're set to go. All right. So somebody sent me an email. Michael, I need to finally get some security webcams. What's the cheapest ones out there? Well, there are a number of really inexpensive ones out there. If you want to, I'm going to lead this way. If you want to pay money, there's a company called Wyze, W-Y-Z-E, and I think they're on version 3 right now. They are, let me pull this thing up on Amazon right now. They are, here's one for $36. They cost as little as that much, and they're pretty good. Sometimes they have a 1080p resolution, sometimes better. I think they make great pet cams so you could stay at home and watch your pet. Maybe a nanny cam to kind of, you know, watch your, you know, I wouldn't let this thing totally watch your kids, but if you're not home and you do have a babysitter or something, maybe you can watch the kids with a nanny cam. There's a number of different ones. But the Wyze cam, W-Y-Z-E, I've actually used this thing. It comes with a few weeks of free cloud storage. It is wired, so you're going to, you have to actually, you know, plug this thing in. You can set a custom motion detection zone. So that's $35. Now, there's one from a company called Blink. Here's another $35 or so. How about one that doesn't cost you anything? And this is where it gets fun right now. There are actually a number of different free apps that you can put on and install on one of your old Android phones or iPhones, and you can give it a second life as a security camera. Can you get cheaper than that? First of all, what do you do with your old phone? Well, you can sell your old phone. You can give it to somebody. You could do a trade-in, really for a fraction of its purchase price. But if it turns on, if it still works, there are a number of good uses for old phones around your house. Yes, you can turn that old phone into a baby monitor. You could even make it a makeshift Google Home speaker. But also you can convert it into a home security camera. So follow me here if this is okay. To begin with, you're going to need to choose a security camera app for your phone. Now, most apps, they have many of the same features. They have local streaming. They have cloud streaming. You can record. You can store footage locally or remotely. They have motion detections and alerts, whatever. I'm going to throw a few out here, and I'm going to see if I can kind of recap this on my website, High Tech Texan. One of them is, here's an app called Alfred. It's cross-platform, meaning it doesn't matter if you have an Android or an iPhone. Pick one. They both work the same. It's free to use. You install this thing, and it gives you a remote view of that live feed. It gives you a motion detection, and it will send some alerts to your current phone. It's even got a two-way audio feed. So wherever you are remotely, if you want to talk to somebody who's in your house and that old camera sees it, you can go back and forth and talk. It's pretty good. What you do is you go to your Android, your iOS, your Google Play, whatever it is. Download Alfred. It's what it's called. Alfred, like the butler from Batman. Alfred. And then you sign in with Google. If you do have a Google account, if you do actually have an Android, and you're pretty much done with the setup. It shows you what to do. Go ahead and try the whole thing. It's a pretty good choice. There's, let me see if I can find a few other free ones. There's one called Mini Thing, M-A-N-Y Thing, Mini Thing. There's one called Salient Eye, S-A-L-I-N-I-E-N-T, Salient Eye. Presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. So Mini Thing, Salient Eye, E-Y-E, and Presence. Free choices, some with an affordable subscription model if you want some more features. Not bad. All right, so you download that. You've got your phone. Where do you put your phone? I said, once you installed it and things are running and streaming, you need to position the camera. Maybe you want it focused on the main entry point to your home. If someone walks inside your home, you see who's breaking in, or maybe you can see when the kids are home. Maybe you want to put it in your backyard. Maybe you want to put it in a place where you store some valuables. Maybe you put it near a window that you think it's a little vulnerable. Well, people can, you can put it in the baby's room for a baby monitor. Now, you have to mount it and you got to position it. Maybe you want to go out and get it. You know, yes, you can lean it up against the wall. I would say go get maybe a smartphone tripod. Maybe you'll get one of those suction cup car mounts. You can get these things probably at the dollar store, or certainly Five Below or something. Easy. $5, $10 tops. Now, then maybe you want to go get a lightning cable. Maybe you want to get a micro USB cord. I'd get probably maybe a 10-foot one. So this cord gives you some flexibility of where to put it. And that's it. Mount the camera and you are set to go. Anything else I can do for you? I just gave you some free ideas. By the way, this is interactive. Callum, I'm going to give out the phone number one more time. Anybody actually has used these things? How many old smartphones do you have at your house right now? 713-212-5950. Tell me, what else do you do with your old phones? How often do you get a new smartphone? People, I think, used to get new smartphones on a yearly basis because you were drinking the water from Steve Jobs. Oh, new iPhone's coming out every October. I don't care if I've barely used mine. It's in perfect working order. I'm getting a brand new one. Then what do you... I don't think people get... I think anecdotally, nowadays, because the cost of phones are very expensive, the way that you have to finance them, X number of payments over 24 or 36 months, the fact that I think more people are using... covers and things to actually keep them intact where you don't crack the screen. I don't think people are getting new phones on a yearly basis. Maybe you go, and I tell people, I say skip a year. I say skip a generation. Keep it odd or keep it even. Right now there's the iPhone 13. I don't think you needed the upgrade from the iPhone 12. If you had the iPhone 11 and it was kind of shaky or shady, sure. Go from the 11 to the 13. That's just kind of my advice. I know there are people out there, and I know you're dying to call. I bet you're picking up your Samsung Galaxy 5 right now, or you're probably, and I know you people, Jim Norris, I think a longtime listener, Jim still has a Motorola StarTAC flip phone from God knows when. Call me, 713-212-5950. If your phone works, and it's doing a good job, and it's doing everything you need it to, don't go out and spend all the cash. You don't need to, but I did give you an idea of what to do with your old phones. This is what I do. Anything else? I don't know. Lots more to come. 713-212-5950. When we come back, should I do my Bon Jovi? When I come back, folks, I went to a concert. I went to the Bon Jovi concert earlier this week. And if you are a follower of mine on social media, my social media lit up because of all the concerts I've been to in my life. And I am the king of the 80s. I was really looking forward to Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi, the sexy man himself. Folks, I'm going to give you my review. And I hope the FCC isn't listening, because I may get kicked off the radio. Hear that music? You hear it? Yeah, who's an 80s fan? Anybody? No one in my listening audience is a bigger 80s fan than me. You know, I still live in the 80s. That, my friends, a little Bon Jovi action. That actually was from the 1980s. And that's when John Bon Jovi sounded good. Actually, he sounded, period. Stand by, because I got to give it a rant for this one. Oh, my goodness, whatsoever. By the way, big hello to Astounds, A-S-T-O-U-N-D-Z, Astounds. It is my website development company who helped me launch a new updated hightechtexan.com website. It's pretty cool, isn't it? They also do search engine optimization. All you need to do, I think it's time to get your website into the 21st century. We talked to Steve Winter. He is the principal over at Astounds, the managing principal, if you will. They're more than happy to talk to my listeners. A little quick consultation doesn't cost you anything. They'll look at your website. They promise not to laugh, and they really thoroughly sit you down like they did. What's your goal, Michael? What do you want to do with your website? And they launched a really, really big one. Thank you very much. Astounds, Astounds.com. You don't need to be in Houston to use them. They can work remotely, just kind of like I did. I went to their office once. It's not a big deal. Music. Music, to me, is one of the most important things in life. Music is one of the things, the only things in life that can take you back in time. I would love a time machine. I would love to go back in time. I would love to do a number of different things over. Alas, we cannot do that. But when I hear music from the times, maybe when I was a teenager, when I grew up as a kid, you know, listening to, you know, I don't know, my parents' clock radio, wake me up from KVIL in Dallas, I remember where I was, and I have a pretty darn good memory for my 50-plus years of age. And if you know me, you listen to me, you watch me, the 80s were incredibly powerful to me. It's when I graduated from high school. It's when I graduated from college. It's when I got married towards the end of the decade. It was big. I was really into the radio. I was really into the 80s music. I was really into American Top 40 with Casey Kasem. I really kept my feet on the ground, and I did keep reaching for the stars. I used to go to concerts. I used to collect, starting with cassettes, and then I had CDs. It was big. The fact is now that we're older, a lot of these 80s bands are touring now. If they're still alive, if they still, maybe they don't have the original members. Journey's out there touring. I saw, well, a lot of us, my listeners, we saw Journey about a month ago, a month and a half ago at the Houston Rodeo, right? They were good. No, Steve Perry, the lead singer, was not there. They hired a new younger cat, Arnel Pineda. He was phenomenal. Okay, is it real Journey, is it fake Journey? Who cares? He sounded exactly like Steve Perry, Neil Sean, Jonathan Cain. The rest of the band was over there. I was singing my butt off. It was my favorite concert of the rodeo that I went to because it took me back in time, and they sounded decent. Over the past few years, I've been able to go see so many of the 80 bands who are touring. I mean, I've done everything from Duran Duran to Bryan Adams to Billy Joel to Elton John to Diana Ross. I mean, just even some of these obscure, you know, people. I mean, what, I even saw Bad Company, ZZ Top. I mean, it just, it goes on and on. I like seeing these new ones much better than my old things that I'm used to. I bring this up is because this past week, I was invited by a good friend of mine. This is brought to you by Jimmy Chang's and Gringo's Tex-Mex, two of my favorite restaurants in the world. I got to go to Bon Jovi. And not only did I get to go to Bon Jovi, they were here at Houston's Toyota Center on Tuesday night. I was able to sit in the front row. Raise your hand if you've ever been able to sit in the front row. I'm not bragging because I was an invited guest to sit in the front row. I think I've sat in the row, first row, one time other in my life. By the way, for Air Supply, going back to the 80s, first row. I mean, it was an unbelievable view. Bon Jovi comes on, and I heard from other people anecdotally from this tour that they're going on right now that John Bon Jovi, the lead singer and the founder of this band, his voice may have not been there. Maybe he was getting a little old. But you know what? Bon Jovi, all the great songs, Bad Medicine, Living on a Prayer, You Give Love a Bad Name, I mean, On a Cowboy, Wanted Dead or Alive. You know them, you love them. Didn't know what to expect. Bon Jovi needs to hang it up. John Bon Jovi looks great. He is fit for his 60 years of age. Famous for his hair, just like me. His is all gray. I don't mind it. His voice is over. It is done. His voice needs a prayer. And no, it can't go home. His voice and his performance this past Tuesday night and on this tour, in my opinion, gives the band a bad name. His touring days should be dead, not alive. I posted this to my social media, and I got one of the the comments were coming left and right. 95% of people were agreeing with me. A number of people were at the concert. They thought the same thing. I stayed up to about 1 a.m, putting my thoughts together for a number of different really close-up photos, a video, but also some of my thoughts. I wanted to put them on while they were fresh. I can't. It's a money grab. John, you need to give it up. I would have rather listened to voice tracks of him lip-syncing from the 80s. He couldn't hit the notes. The rest of the band sounded good. Hugh McDonald is the bassist. He's 70 years old. He was the coolest cat on stage. Had his sunglasses on, just sitting there strumming, looks nice and fit, boom, boom, boom. Tico Torres, drummer, 68 years old, was drumming his ass off. Phenomenal. Richie Sambora, no longer in the group. Had some young buck from Toronto, long hair, playing a really screaming guitar. Loved it. But John Bon Jovi, front and center, he gave that audience a 90-minute taste of bad medicine with his raspy voice and his off-pitched harmony. I know shtick when I sees it, when I see it, because I've been to so many concerts and I kind of been in the industry. You know what a call and response is? This is what Bon Jovi does. And a lot of people do this too, but John Bon Jovi did this so many times. Call and response. He'll get up there and he starts singing one line of a song. Tommy used to work on the docks. Hey guys, you take over from here. And then the crowd starts singing. Gina works on... He lets the crowd sing while he smiles because he knows his voice is not there. It's a telltale sign when he needs help from an audience. I saw the set list. You know, you can see set list of what bands play before they, on other parts of the tour. It's nice because I want to know what's coming. The band, 2 days earlier in Austin, they played four encore songs. Four encore songs. We were ready for four encore songs. I was sitting in the front row and I was talking to the security guard and I looked at him and he goes, they're playing four encore songs. They come out, encore. Wanted Dead or Alive, one of their big hits. He could barely sing the first line of Wanted Dead or Alive. Then he asked the crowd to help him out. Then the concert ended. My guess is he decided his voice couldn't even take it that night. He said, screw it. We're not even going to play three of our other big hits. Game over. Oh, by the way, they played a dozen new songs. I don't go to 80s concerts to listen to their new album. I want to hear the rock. It is time that John Bon Jovi retires from his work. Let nostalgia set in for his aging fans by simply listening to his old records, his cassettes, and his CDs from his heyday. Yes, it's time to say goodbye. Sadly, I didn't get to go to the Justin Bieber concert last night because I'm sure he was kicking awesome ass on that one. Top of the hour. There you go. Thoughts on 80s music? I know you're going to come in strong. 713-212-5950. What else you got? Next hour, spent all day Monday at the Texas Motor Speedway driving over 40 brand new cars, a lot of them electric. I'm going to give you an in-depth, top-to-bottom, play-by-play of some of the coolest cars that you may want to get if you can find them right here on the High Tech Texan Show.
Is Michael Garfield?
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the High Tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The High Tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The High Tech Texan.
The High Tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your High Tech Texan.
The High Tech Texan.
3 decades, helping you make magic with your gadgets. Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
That's the second time we've played that music this show, which means we are in hour number two, which means we are halfway through the end of the show, and that means we are halfway to happy hour, people. 12 o'clock noon. Actually, it's about 12.06 p.m. Central Time. Here as we broadcast from the great city of Houston all across Southeast Texas, KPRC 950 AM. For those of you still listening on that car stereo amplitude modulation. If not, thank you for being technologically advanced, downloading the iHeartRadio app. You can listen to me in any, well, almost any in the world. There are some countries who actually block some apps, which I've been to. But if you're in the country of the United States, we thank you so much. Also, don't forget the podcast. If you've missed all, or if you just want to send the link and let other people have the fun, send the link from one of our mini podcasts, iHeartRadio. It's got a great podcasting app, as long as Google and Spotify and Apple and all the other fun stuff. Halfway to Happy Hour, brought to you by Ruddles Mill. We are 1 week away, people, from the Kentucky Derby. And the Kentucky Derby is all about bourbon. And the bourbon you need to go out right now and get to make your mint juleps at home, R-U-D-D-E-L-L-S, Ruddles Mill, RuddlesMill.com. You can find it at some of the, actually, I think at all the goody liquor stores, two of them in the Houston area, many of them in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You can also get them at Twin Liquors in and around the Houston area. Twin Liquors also in Austin and San Antonio. You can ask for it by name at a number of different restaurants. Capital Grill, second time I mentioned Capital Grill this show. Hello, Steve Jost and Maggie, who run it. Leah, great bartender over there. Go up there. You want a Garf special. Ask for a mint julep, but you want it in Ruddles Mill. It is straight Kentucky bourbon. It's a great starter bourbon if you never tried it. For those of you who are aficionado and a big brown water snob like myself, perfect for that. They also have a rye. Rye actually makes a good mint julep. Mint julep, you take some bourbon, you take a little simple syrup, you put some mint. I mean, sometimes I put a little seltzer, a little sparkling stuff in there, and but the mint is the second key. The first key is the Ruddles Mill bourbon. Go get some fresh mint. Make sure you put the mint sticking straight up on the opposite side of the cup. So when you're taking a sip, the mint kind of comes up really near your nose. You're going to smell the mint. Really makes it. There's your secret. Thank you very much. Ruddles Mill, people. Who wants a bottle? Next time you see me, ask me for a bottle. I usually have a few in my car. They're closed. I don't drink when I'm driving, but I just like schlepping them around and giving them away. All right, this hour coming up. Next segment, give me about 4.5 minutes. I spent an entire day last Monday at Texas Motor Speedway, which is in Fort Worth. That's where they hold all the NASCAR races. Every year I get to go there with an organization I'm actually a board member of, the Texas Auto Writers Association. It was the Auto Roundup. We had a number of different manufacturers bring some brand new cars, and we got to drive them inside the track. There's a track actually inside the NASCAR banked track, but also we got to take these things on the road. I drove probably 30 to 40 different vehicles, including some electric ones, one or two of which brands I have never even heard of. Give you my thoughts on that and also what's going on in the world of cars, because it's one of the things I've been doing for well over 15 years. I review cars unsullied by sponsorship since 2001. That is right, Dr. Garfield. Got an email coming over here. Hey, Michael, I heard your tip last hour about how to take an old smartphone and turn it into a security camera. Great tip. Thank you so much. I have an iPhone. Can you tell me how to take a screenshot on your iPhone? Yeah, actually, I do this quite often, too. If I see something on the web and I don't want to send a link to it, you know, you can capture the moment of anything. Maybe it's, I don't know, you put an online order and you want to snap the screen to make sure you keep the record of it. It's very easy to do. If you have an iPhone, it depends on what model you own. If you have an iPhone with, like the new iPhone 13, iPhone with Face ID, you press the side button and you put the volume up button. Punch them together, the volume up and the side button. You just took a picture of whatever is on the screen. If your iPhone has Touch ID and a side button, kind of an old school, you press the home and the side buttons at the same time. Go ahead and try it right now. Press the home and the side buttons at the same time. You just took a picture of your screen. And then for real old models, you press the home and you put the top buttons together. There's a top button and the home button. Put it together. The screen's going to pop up in the lower left corner of your device. You can edit it. You can do anything you want. Pretty good, huh? Now, Samsung Galaxy, kind of same thing. A few different ways to take a screenshot. You press the volume down and power button at the same time, takes a screenshot. I have a Galaxy phone. This is how I do it. You press the volume down and the power buttons at the exact same time, takes a screenshot. To let you know it worked, your screen's going to flash very briefly. You're set. Some models, some really cool stuff, get this. You can take the palm of your hand and you can swipe it across the screen left to right and it captures your screen. There's a way to turn that on your newer iPhone. That's right. So you just go left to right, just go whoop, like you're sweeping your hand across. That's pretty cool. Same thing with an iPad. You can capture images on your iPad if it has a home button or if it doesn't. If your iPad doesn't have a home button, you tap the top button and either the volume button at the same time. Now you're going to screenshot these things. Listen, a number of different ways you do it. You can even do it on your PCs. This does come in handy. This is coming from Jess. Jess is in Pearland. Good question. I appreciate that. This is what I do. A little technological, but I try to keep it real, try to keep it very simple. I'm going to do some another little public service announcement. I got a guest lined up in about 20 minutes, Stephen Morrell. Stephen is with a company here in Houston called FlexTech, F-L-E-X-T-E-K, FlexTech. It's a resource company. If you are looking for a new job, a new career, he's been in this industry 30 plus years, and this is his company. He helps people, place people, but also, if you're a company, if you're in the restaurant industry, airline industry, oil and gas industry, medical industry, you need people, you need to staff them up, and you want to find some good people who are not going to quit after a week because they're tired, all right? This is one of the many things that FlexTech does. I'm going to ask Stephen, what are some of the hot industries right now? What's the outlook for jobs? Cost of everything in the world is going up. If you're looking for a new career in industry, what has he got for us? You see, that's coming up in about 20 minutes. And so we've got cars, we've got jobs, and anything else you have in the meantime. Phone number here is 713-212-5950. Callum, go ahead and answer the phone if you want. If not, just sit back, kick back, do whatever you're doing, and keep it tuned right here on the High Tech Texan Show. Michael Garfield is the name. Love giving shout-outs, especially the people who are outside of my Houston, Southeast Texas listening audience. What is going on? Dallas, Fort Worth. I was in the DFW area earlier this week. Number one, I was test driving cars, which I'll talk about here in less than a minute. Number two, I was with one of my big partners, Juan Bridge Homes, to help open a brand new community and some new homes that you can rent. You can't buy them. Check it out. Instead of building homes and selling them, they're building homes and renting them. Man, the cost of buying a home is intense. Why not live in a home? Beautiful. Two-story homes that I was in. Totally managed that you don't need to even do your lawn. You don't need to clean the windows. Well, maybe you have to clean the windows, but you don't need to change your air conditioning systems because it's just like an apartment where you have a management company, but it's a home. Opened up. It's called the Ranch at the Residence at Razor Ranch. The Residence at Razor Ranch. It was actually in Denton. Shout out to the University of North Texas Eagles. I was right up there. I was at the mayor of Denton. We were ribbon cutting because OneBridge.com. They're based in Houston, but they opened a whole new slew. They're building a ton of different homes that you can rent right now, 6 months at a time, 1 year at a time, or forever at a time, doesn't matter. Several of them are here also in our local Houston area listening audience if you want to think about the new way of getting into a home. If you don't want something bigger than an apartment, feel free to rent one of these homes. Check it out, OneBridge, W-A-N-B-R-I-D-G-E, OneBridge Homes. It was fun. I was up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I went up there initially because every April I go up there probably for 10, 12 years or so. I go up there to Texas Motor Speedway. That is where it's in Fort Worth, and that is where the location of a lot of annual NASCAR races are held and concerts and everything. It's a huge track, and this is where my organization that I am a member of and actually a board member on, the Texas Auto Writers Association. There are it's writers, bloggers, broadcasters, whatever, who cover the automotive industry like I have done for 15 years. And we gather up there and we get to meet a lot of the manufacturers. Everybody from, let's see who was there. We've got Toyota was there. Toyota obviously brought their Lexus cars, everything. Stellantis, obviously, they have the Dodge. They have the Ram brand. Volkswagen was there. We have Infiniti, Nissan was there, Mazda was there, Hyundai was there, Kia was there. Brought about 30 or 40 different cars in for one day. We get to hop in these cars and we get to put these things through its paces and we get to drive. There's a track on the inside of the actual track where we get the keys and we get to put a helmet on and we get to burn rubber, which is fun with the Dodge Challengers and the Dodge Chargers. There's also, we can take them outside of the track. We go outside underneath the tunnel, and there's some roads all around the Fort Worth area, and we, you know, kind of see, you know, how it handles and what have you. So I've got a number of different thoughts on that, but that's what I was doing up there. We then vote on our Texas Auto Writers Cars of the Year, everything from the luxury vehicle to the family vehicle to how it handles and whatever. And some of the ones I was more impressed with, and kind of look through my notes over here, Lexus. If you're a social media follower of mine, I think the biggest comments I've got were the brand new Lexus LC500. Now, there's two different versions. The LC500, there's a convertible, and then there's the coupe. This thing is S-E-X-A-Y, sexy. It is gorgeous. It's a smallish two-door hot rod car, V8 engine, 471 horsepower, 10-speed. It's unbelievable looking. You sit in this car, and as ugly as I am, it made me going, hey, man, you're looking pretty decent, car. It was nice. I drove the convertible. I drove the red, and I got some really great photos. I put on Facebook. I also put on Instagram. You can check it out on Instagram without a doubt at High Tech Texan. Thing is, though, these babies were not cheap. $106,000 for the coupe and $112,000 for the convertible. It's not worth it, and I'm just going to give you right now. Everything about it, I'd love one of these things. If someone gave me one of these, I am there. $100,000 plus for a car like this, for a two-seater, just listen, I'm not spending your money, and I don't know how much each of you guys make out there listening right now. If you were an Elon Musk, I know you wouldn't have one of these because you'd have a Tesla. See what I did right there? It's a beautiful car, and it handles great. To me, I don't think and I told you it's a V8 engine, 5-liter V8 engine. I still don't think the engine for $100,000 plus is as fast and is, I don't know, I didn't like the sound. It was just too, it wasn't a deep sound. But maybe Lexus is certainly more refined. I just think from 0 to 60, just when I punched the gas, it just didn't go as fast as I would like it or feel like it. But other than that, it was the nicest and prettiest things that I saw. Going through some of these notes over here, I got people say, don't laugh. Chrysler and Kia bought a minivan, the Chrysler Pacifica. If you're looking for a minivan, the Kia Carnival and the Chrysler Pacifica are the two I would recommend. I've always liked the Chrysler Pacifica when they came out with these things years ago. The fact that it had a built-in vacuum cleaner in the side, so you can like scoop up the Cheerios that your little baby spilt on things. Yeah. Got a cameras now. They have cameras on top of the inside, so you can, instead of turning around to see who's yelling, instead of turning around to see if the baby's sleeping, you can look at these cameras at the front infotainment screen and see what's going on back there. Again, some of the neat technology that's being built. Dodge Challenger, Dodge Charger, Toyota Supras, fast. Unbelievable, great cars. These are big, loud engines that you want. If you are a muscle car aficionado, the 2022 Dodge Challenger, I got to drive the SRT Superstock. It's got the Hellcat Red Eye, 807 horsepower. It's the world's quickest and most powerful muscle car that you can buy on the lot. The thing is crazy. 0 to 60, 3.25 seconds. Quarter mile, 10.5 seconds at 131 miles per hour. Yes, it was fun. Yes, it was over $90,000. Cars are getting expensive. Finally, I'm going to spend the last two and a half minutes right now talking about the hottest category that everybody has been asking me about for a few years. Yes, electric vehicles. Got to drive some for back-to-back-to-back-to-back comparison. Very impressed. Starting off with a Hyundai Ioniq, the Ioniq 5, I-O-N-I-Q. The Ioniq 5 was about $55,000, all new, redesigned. It's an electric sport utility vehicle, so it's an SUV. It's got those three rows. It's got a driving range, a battery life of more than 300 miles. Very important. Top-of-the-line dual motors, really spacious. You see, I think it's a Jason Bateman in the commercials. Not bad whatsoever. Liked it a lot. Nissan Leaf SL Plus. Absolutely, it's a small car. It's not an SUV, but for something around $30,000 to $35,000, maybe a little bit more, it's great handling, get you where you want to go. The neat new design with its, inside, it's got the gliding wing instrument panel. Very impressed with that thing. All right. Not too bad. Volkswagen, the VW ID4, the ID.4, compact SUV, 201 horsepowers, estimated range of about 260 miles, all electric. Neat features, didn't love it, really wasn't impressed, not the top of my list for an electric vehicle. Again, I spent all of 15 minutes of it. I'd love to spend some more time, but still, I think there was other ones out there that's going to cost you certainly into the 40,000s, right near 50,000. The Kia EV6, very impressed, probably comes in at number two, potentially number three. I like the Hyundai, but I really do like the Kia 5-passenger EV6. It's a crossover. It's a CUV, up to 310 miles on a single charge. This one runs a little expensive. As equipped, it was close to $58,000. Not too bad. I like the design inside, very roomy. And the most surprising vehicle, folks, I drove the entire time from a company you may have never heard of, the Polestar 2. Yes, there is a car company called the Polestar, P-O-L-E-S-T-A-R. This is second version. Used to be part of Volvo. They broke away. It's standalone right now. There's a dealership in the DFW area, not one in the Houston area. Certainly more pricey. Starts at $50,000. As equipped the one I drove, it was close to $68,000. But I'll tell you what, it was powerful. 0 to 60, 4.5 seconds. Range about 250 miles. It's relatively light. I love the design inside. It's just a neat concept. Really, really cool. If you can find one, go try one. It's the Polestar. I'm going to give a full review. Check it out. HighTechTexan.com. Any other car questions, you know the phone number. I'm going to take a break. Coming back, we're going to talk jobs. My man, Stephen Morrell from FlexTech. This is what we do. We cover so much fun things with a lot of personality on the High Tech Texan Show. Bottom of the hour, just about 30 more minutes left to go here of this weekly show we've been doing for over two decades. 713-212-5950 if you do want to jump in and ask some questions. This next topic and our my next guest when we yapping about with certainly could give you a lot of questions and a lot of good ideas about where to go in your life and what to do with your career, maybe to how to hop on a new one. But also for you companies out there, you're worried about employees and finding some good ones. You know, I got the answer. FlexTech, been talking about them for a year at least with my good buddy, Stephen Morrell, who's been in this industry a lot longer than I've been doing radio. He knows what's going on. I'm going to bring Stephen Morrell in from FlexTech right now. Steve, last time you were here, we talked about the job market. I kind of thought we had a nice outlook for 2022. It was kind of steadying. Bro, it's still crazy as all get out, isn't it?
That it sure is, Garf. First of all, thanks for having me here and good morning. So. But yeah, it's a crazy job market out there, Garf. I mean, we've had 600,000 jobs that we've added over the past 6 months. And our unemployment rate is at a 3.6%, which, you know, has been obviously the lowest we've seen in many, many, many months. And it's continuing that way. But yet, you know, our labor participation rate is below what we've seen in pre-pandemic levels still. And that's obviously something that shows a tight labor market.
You say tight labor market. I mean, is this, you know, when we talked, let's just say the start of 2022 versus here we are now at the end of the last day or so of April, are we in a better position, a worse position? Is it depending how you look at it? What's your thoughts?
Oh, you know, it's interesting. It, every day it seems like the news is changing. You know, obviously rates, pay rates have increased because of this tight market. They've increased up to over 5%. You know, in March, based on year earlier. And then yet our inflation has gone up, you know, almost 8.5%. So there's still a gap there for individuals. And now just in, you know, we're looking at an economy that they're saying was actually slowing in the first quarter versus previous quarters, which was really unexpected news.
I mean, you got it down. Okay, let's not gloss over that point because that's interesting. So the U.S. economy, I think you're saying how much has it shrunk in the first, let's just say the first quarter of this year?
Well, they said 1.4% has annualized rate in the first 3 months versus, you know, year over year. Last year, we grew at a 5.7% clip, which was the best clip we've had since 1984.
That's a big reversal. I mean, it slowed down. I mean, let's go back since the, March of April 2020, when COVID-19 started. I mean, that's a big reversal, isn't it?
It is. It is. And that's obviously something that's of concern. You know, I mean, looking at it and reading it myself and going through what's happening, you can see with interest rates going up, obviously inflation is higher than it's ever been. You know, things are starting to slow down a little bit. But, you know, what does that mean for the job market? That's still a big question for many.
No, I was talking to Stephen Morrell. Stephen runs a company based in Houston, but the man in his company works everywhere around the country. It's called FlexTech, F-L-E-X-T-E-K. We'll make sure you give you the specific web address and how to contact him. I'm going to go back a little bit more, Steve. Let's you talk about the job market. You said if employers have added an average of, 600,000 jobs a month over the past half of year, unemployment rate fell. I like that news. Can you talk about some of the industries? What are the industries that have really been impacted where people now are hopping back on the job bandwagon?
Sure. I mean, you know, obviously I've mentioned this before in our previous conversations, but, you know, logistics is hot, medical. I mean, obviously a lot of the hospitality industry is booming. You know, a lot of those folks are coming back, especially as, you know, mandates continue to drop. You know, so those are continued industries that are seeing, you know, gaps in people coming back. And that's, you know, those are continuing to grow.
I remember, I mean, I still continue to hear so many stories that, you know, just because of the money and the checks that people got from the COVID things, and people got lazy. So they said, you know what, screw it. I'm out of here. I'm quitting my job. I'm resigning my job. But talk about resignation. What's the resignations looking like now that things are slowly coming back to life?
You know, they were calling it the Great Resignation, right? And I think, you know, there's been some articles out there now saying we're really calling it the Great Regret. as you mentioned, you know, in February alone, 2.9% of the employment market resigned from a job. Now, there's very little data on how long those people were in those jobs, but that's still a big percentage, okay? But the interesting thing now that we're reading is that, and LinkedIn actually was the fodder for this information, was that 4.9% of those employees that left the position have actually gone back to their previous employer. And, you know, that's been, hey, the grass is not always greener, right? And whether that meant that they gave you a signing bonus or they gave you a much larger increase, you know, those days are going to start to slow. And what we're seeing is a lot of individuals regret leaving their former employer for, you know, whatever it may have been, because of what's happened here. So you're seeing a lot of that in individuals that regret that move. And the ones that don't regret it, they need to start thinking about, you know, the move that I made, is that the best move for a slower economy?
So you see what you call the big regret. You know what? Yeah, maybe I'm bored. Maybe I do like getting paid for something like that. But it's interesting, Steve, that they're going back to their previous employer, the same employer. This is the old adage that I tell people, never burn bridges. Never burn bridges, because you're going back to the same boss partner, aren't you?
Completely. And that's, you know, actually, we talked about that, Garth, in one of our shows. You know, don't burn any bridges, because it's going to switch. You know, it always does. This is a cycle. Now, this is a different, very different cycle than we've all seen, but it's still a cycle. So we're going to see, you know, it start to slow. What does that mean? You know, some economists are saying that unemployment can go as high as 5%. Well, I hate to say it, but a lot of those individuals that got some crazy increases in salaries, they need to be concerned about that. Mm-hmm. Because those are the jobs that we need to look at and say, hey, does that make sense now in a slower economy?
No, it's a lot of thinking to do. And with this, I want to hone this down a little bit more specifically about what you and your company FlexTech, you know, does. You talked about a number of these things between the Great Regret and everything. Give me a few things that what you're doing at FlexTech to help your clients and to really kind of read what's happening in the job market around the world.
Definitely. Across all three of our divisions, in our professional staffing group, our outsourcing group, and our IT group, you know, the key thing is communicating with both our clients as well as our talent and communicating on what's going on out there, right? You know, to the talent, giving them some perspective on, you know, what rates look like today. Yes, obviously increases have gone up in pay rates, but what's realistic versus out of this world and unbelievable? because some I've seen some salary increases that are unbelievable. And you know what? Unbelievable does not last for long. So making sure that people understand what's happening out there. So communication, Garf, number one. Number two, you know, being ahead of what's happening with recruiting and sourcing and looking for people. And for us, that's not just posting a job. You know, it's going out there and being in the market, talking to individuals, being involved with individuals, and talking through what are they looking for, because we don't want to be tied to, you know, individuals that want to jump for just a pay rate increase. You know, don't get me wrong, that's obviously a lot of individuals and looking for jobs, they want an increase, but there's more to it. And if it's just that, we're going to have issues. And that's, you know, looking at our volume customers, we're partnering with them and talking through that. That's going to be our biggest focus, you know, communication, being creative, and just that partnership with our clients as well as with our talent.
Yeah, obviously you have to stay on top of this. You've been in this industry for decades and decades and decades. Stephen Morrell, join me here for another minute or two. FlexTech, F-L-E-X-T-E-K. You talk about three divisions, and when I recommend and I talk about all the great things that you do, you know, there's professional staffing, but in outsourcing, I mean, where do you see growth in your industry of what the workforce is going to? You have a lot of companies who already have an HR division, Steve, that you work with because you help supplement them because you have new processes, a way of finding the great clients like that. Talk about your business of how it's continued to grow or even change the past many years that you've been doing it.
Definitely. I mean, you know, Garf, I tell people here, I am kind of the dinosaur now. Started in 1992 before all the job boards came on in 2000, right? So it's been interesting how it's changed and how I believe it needs to continue to change, because obviously individuals are changing in the way they want to work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's going to be something that we have to address. And, we're looking forward to doing that here. We're getting ready to open up our fourth division, which will really address kind of a big market space that, you know, we don't talk about. And that's that independent contractor. How can they be involved more of what we do on an employment standpoint across the country, and obviously be able to do that and live and do the same things that you and I are able to do as full-time employees?
No, it certainly makes sense. The smart man when it comes to anything, when it comes to employment or companies, FlexTech, Stephen, you are the kings and the ones that I turn to and recommend. Now, for anybody out there who wants to take his advice, work with him as a client, Stephen, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can give me a call or you can email me or contact me at flextechllc.com.
FlexTech, and that's F-L-E-X-T-E-K, the different way that I spell my tech, FlexTechLLC.com. Contact them and tell Steve or any of the folks, hey, I heard you on the Garf Show, because I know they certainly can help. You also got some surprises up your sleeve when it comes to some technology. So I know we're anxious, my friend, to continue to see the evolution of FlexTech. It's great to continue to partner with you.
Same here, Garf. Thanks very much.
You got it. Okay, folks, who wants a new job? All right, who wants to take over my job? Because Steven's going to get me even a better job. That's what he does. He's a great guy. All right, we're going to be back. Final segment of the High Tech Texan Show. Don't go anywhere. We call this the final segment of the show. Final 8 minutes, baby. You can get your calls in one more time. 713-212-5950. Should you be listening live almost at 1 p.m. Central Time on a Saturday? 20 plus years I've been doing this. Michael Garfield is the name. It is the High Tech Texan Show. Thank you so much to Steve Morrell. Did he teach anything? You know what you want to do for a job? FlexTech, F-L-E-X-T-E-K. LLC.com. Houston based, but if you're listening outside of Houston, hey man, this is the way the world works. You can be anywhere. Certainly will help with your company hiring practices. If you're looking for a new career yourself, call them. Tell them you heard them on the radio. He certainly can help you with that. Winding up, before we talk to Stephen, I was giving you the rundown, the P-by-P, the play-by-play of all the cars, cool cars I got to drive earlier this week. Up at Texas Motor Speedway as part of the organization I am with, the Texas Auto Writers Association, and we talked a lot about electric cars. There was some news when it comes to the auto industry and more electric cars. This one piqued my interest because my favorite, if you know me, you listen, you read me, you love me, my favorite car in the world, the ultimate car I ever want, I'm a Corvette guy without a doubt. Just this week, GM confirmed that it's developing a fully electric Corvette. a fully electric Corvette. Didn't really give you any more details other than a teaser on Twitter. But they also said they're developing an electrified version, which could be available as soon as 2023. Electrified. I read that as hybrid. So they're going to go hybrid, then they're going to make it. Listen, without a doubt, it should not be surprising because GM is planning to exclusively sell electric vehicles by 2035. So the Vette was only going to survive that transition with an electric power plant. Now, GM's electrification strategy, it's really revolved around higher price vehicles like the new Hummer EV. So would you go out and get an electrified or an electric Corvette? Yep. I didn't have to think twice. People, electric cars are speedy. The Ford Mach-E Mustang, which has been a pretty good seller about a year ago, one of the first electric cars that I got to hang around with for a week because I test drive new cars every week. Man, it was just, my hair was just flying, without a doubt. These things are fast. The Polestar, too. I was in a Kia SUV. The Kia, what was it? The electrified Kia, the CUV, earlier this week up in Dallas. That thing, you know, 0 to 60, not bad. The Kia EV6. So, yeah, I can't wait to Corvettes come out. Can I buy one or can I afford one? Well, it depends how many more new clients I get. By the way, if you are interested in partnering with the High Tech Texan, feel free to contact us here at iHeartRadio or hit me, hightechtexan.com. I had to get that thing in. Happy early Mother's Day. If you missed some of my Mother's Day suggestions from the technology basis, this is why you need to podcast. Go back and listen to hour number one. You can hear that. I will follow up with this. I did talk a lot about talked a little about phones, iPhones, old phones. If your iPhone needs repair, it finally happened this past Wednesday, people. You heard the rumor and I've talked about it. You now have the choice to fix your own damn iPhone. Apple launched its self-service repair program last Wednesday, and it lets you purchase the parts you need to repair your own device. So if you have an iPhone 12, a 13, and the latest version of the iPhone SE, you are in luck. Oh, by the way, before you can even order the necessary parts, you have to review a manual which details the repair. Now, some of the repair parts, you can actually repair your own display. You could put a new battery in. You can replace the camera. Once you read the manual, then you go to a special store on Apple's website and you order the necessary parts. Don't have the tools? Oh, you can rent toolkits for $49. Apple actually introduced this program last November. They talked about it. Samsung said it's going to roll out a very similar program so people can fix their newer Galaxies too. Why are they doing this? Well, they're doing this because it's a political thing. There's an increased effort supporting consumers' right to repair their own devices. Because right now, if we need repair, we really can't do it ourselves. And if we wanted to keep it in the warranty, we've got to send it back to the manufacturer. It is a pain in the you-know-what. But it was last July, it was the FTC, they adopted a new policy statement supporting the right to repair. All right? Let me just break this down. And I'm going to make it real simple for you because this is what I do. Raise your hand if you want to repair your own iPhone. Don't see a lot of hands up out there. Nope. At some point, people, it's worth sacrificing, paying somebody to do something for you. I have tried to replace batteries, fix a display that is broken. I like to think I'm technologically inclined. I repair a lot of things. I've repaired my washing machine 3 or 4 times. I've replaced things in my houses. I've replaced garbage disposals. I know what's going on. I don't think I've ever tried anything harder than to fix a freaking phone. They're small. They're delicate. You don't know what you're doing. They ain't going to be like new. Yes. Yay. Thank you, FTC, of standing by us consumers and giving us the right to fix our own phones with our self-service program. I'm very interested. The first person who can prove to me they have fixed their own phone, I'm going to give you an overnight stay at Margaritaville Resort, Lakeside Conroe. You better send pictures. You better send me a receipt of you how much you paid for this. Listen, don't worry. I'm also going to give these. If you go to my Instagram and my Twitter, I also give away overnight stays at Margaritaville Resort. It's easier. But good for you if you can replace your own phone and fix it. It's tough. Without a doubt, it is tough. All right, what else we got? Let me look for the old inbox over here. Thank you again to Stephen Morrell. Thank you again for all you people who came in strong with my 8-minute rant on the Bon Jovi concert. He does need to hang it up. I do wish him well. Go to acting. Go to modeling, bro. John Bon Jovi, you're a good-looking dude. Probably the most gorgeous smile of a dude I've ever seen, and I say that. Nice heterosexual dude. But dude can act, and he can model. Just don't sing anymore, my man. Just don't sing. No, time to hang it up. Still take your thoughts on that on social media. Anything else we got behind the glass? Callum, thank you very much for keeping us on air, my man. Check it out, hightechtexan.com, HIGHTECHTEXAN, High Tech Texan. Happy early Mother's Day. Next Saturday when I'm on air, it is going to be Kentucky Derby Day. Next Saturday could get sloppy because I may have to start opening up my Ruddles Mill bourbon and start making some beautiful mint juleps a little earlier than expected. Post time is, what, about 5:17 p.m. Central Time? Yeah, mint juleps could start being poured before this show starts, which is why you should always tune in. You never know what's going to happen. By the way, if anybody sees Elon Musk, tell him I'd love to have him on my show. I'm not too far because I'm just down the road from Austin where his world headquarters of Tesla and everything else is. On behalf of Callum, Brian Erickson, Manny Martini, Mark Sherman, everybody else who I've worked with for 20 years over here at iHeartMedia, thanks for tuning in, people. The name is Garf, and my show is over.